Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. This breaking news, it's winter. Just wanted to pass that along to you. It finally arrived.
Look!
And we do have a no-travel advisory. No-travel advisory, and what is it for? It's for every inch of North Dakota if you've never driven in winter before.
No-travel advisory. Here, tape it back together so we don't have any more winter.
Okay, yeah, y'all do that. I'm going to tape it back together. So, really, no-travel advised if you've not driven in winter before. If you're new to North Dakota, if you're an inexperienced driver, I would suggest today one of those days, at least in the valley here, Todd. I don't know how you're faring out west. No travel advised. But
pretty
other than
slick.
That, it's winter, right? It's just what we expect. Yeah. Pretty slick.
Can you get better in May or June, something like that?
Let's hope not. Yeah. I actually heard from a very good source. Dean Wysocki is our chief meteorologist, and I said, you know, I have not had a chance to do any pheasant hunting yet this year, and have wanted to get out just for a little bit, and I'm not much of a hunter, but I love being out there more.
Yeah.
More than anything, I like sitting on the tailgate and shooting the bull, you know, rather than shooting the gun. But I'll, you know, go out. I like the hunt and the thrill of just being out with folks. So I was told that for the remainder of the pheasant season, Tuesday of next week is going to be about the best chance. 50s and looking pretty good.
Yep.
So especially in western North Dakota, really pretty kind of sweet spot. So, you know, this isn't going to... I mean, winter's here to stay, obviously, but we might, you know, see a nice day here and there. And if you're going to crank it, so I'm kind of itching to get out Tuesday for a little bit of time. But I think we're supposed to be down in Linton on Tuesday morning, as I recall. And so maybe a start in the morning in Linton. There's a landowner meeting down there we're going to be at for North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. And then head on up to, I think, Stanley. What do you think? Stanley might be the place this time.
I would do some phone calling. Call some farmer friends.
Well, I have a few farmer friends.
Do a little recon before you go, because you're going to want to find out where they are.
Yeah, you know, a lot. I've been to Mott before. That's fun around there.
Great.
Cannonball River, obviously a great time.
And Springs down there.
I have very good sources that south of Stanley, maybe a little bit to the west, somewhere down in there. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
The numbers
right.
aren't great, what I've heard this year, North and South Dakota, but they're not super as bad as they've been in years past.
There you go.
We'll see.
We're going to do this first hour with as much of your questions or comments. In fact, most of the day will be radio graffiti style, which is pretty simple. You just tell us what's on your mind and call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. I have some good news and I have some bad news related to the legislative session that I want to talk about. And I think there's more good news than bad, actually.
I just want to know where Todd got his hat.
What's he wearing?
Let's go, Brandon!
Yeah, isn't that something?
That is
the same gentleman, and whose name escapes me, and I have his business card, but it's in my other room, has dropped off one for each of you. Also has FJB on it, which he didn't want to give to me because he thought that might be too strong for radio. I'm like,
well, you can't,
initials
you can't put,
for all
you
anybody
can't put,
knows.
Yeah, they don't own the alphabet. Right. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Well, wait a minute now. They might.
Yeah. And you. So we have Let's Go Brandon hats waiting for us in Bismarck. Is that what you said?
I have one for each of you two. So,
hey, Kev, we're in, man.
My man.
And if you have not yet done it, go to NDT's. So, like North Dakota, right? NDTs, like a T-shirt, T-E-E-S.
Yep.
Okay, NDTs.com. Our friend Spencer Brandon, the Team Warrior Media Shack, have done a hilarious Let's Go Brandon shirt. It's sharp. It actually looks nice, right?
So is my guy, and I'm sorry to say he hasn't, I don't have his business card, but you can text me, and if you're in Bismarck or, you know, somewhere out west, I can hook you up that with him too. So
awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go to ndtees.com, the Let's Go Brandon shirt they have.
Let's Go Brandon.
Right, right. Is actually made out of, how do I say this? It's shipping containers. It's pictures of shipping containers that spell Let's Go Brandon.
That is funny.
It's genius, I'm telling you.
That is good.
It's genius. But they have a nice one too that says farm, and then it has the North Dakota, you know, outline of the state around it. It's really cool.
Nice.
So I want to, we're going to do something with ndtees.com and donate a portion of the proceeds to, well, we should do it to the Joe Biden nursing home fund. I don't know, but we'll find some fun thing to do for veterans. Somebody called me yesterday and told a great story about, remember the Johnny Cash story from one of the veterans yesterday?
Yep.
That person texted me last night and said he forgot to thank a group that takes veterans on hunts. So he's going to call in at some point today. But anyway, you call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I'm going to get to the good news and the bad news. Our talk radio town hall today is not Kevin Cramer, the senator that normally joins us on Friday. He actually was on with us Wednesday, and so today in his spot will be Perry Schaefer. Perry Schaefer is the new chair of the North Dakota Republican Party, and there are some things happening related to how district chairs are selected in the Republican Party that is causing some people to be concerned. Because it looks like it might be a way to have less conservatives, is the argument, in positions of district chair. I don't worry too much about Perry Schaefer because I know Perry Schaefer well enough to know he's a good business guy and he's a good conservative. But, you know, he isn't going to be the party chair forever, so some of these rules are a little bit of a concern. We're going to dig into that a little bit. But anything you want to ask him, I mean, I hear all the time, I'm never giving another penny to the Republican Party ever. Ever. I won't give another dime. I'll bet I hear that 50 times a week. You guys too? I mean, people are done with party politics.
Yeah. A lot of them.
And
yeah.
And that's easier to say than, you know, this person won't get my donation ever again or whatever. That kind of ebbs and flows with a particular thing they're voting on or whatever. But I've not found anybody that has said, I'm talking about people that normally would support conservative causes. They might still support a conservative cause, for instance, but they're not going to support the Republican Party. Anyway.
Yeah, I think in this day and age, the rhinos are just going to, there's no room for them.
But my suggestion for folks would be this. You know, I would not consider the North Dakota Republican Party to be as bad as
Minnesota?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for instance, what's her name? Rona Barrett, the Romney, you know, the National Republican Committee.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say bad, I don't think they're necessarily bad, but they just need to show us the proof of the pudding for once rather than actually talk about how much they need our money. And if we just give them our money, then this will happen. But here's the deal. Perry Schaefer's here to answer any and every question that comes in today. You can text it. You can call it in. We'll do that radio graffiti style, too. So that's what we're going to do today. A text came in last night, and it is related to a conversation we had on the air yesterday. So I'm going to start with this. I'll be the radio graffiti for you if you text 701-237-1590, or you can call 800-228-0550 and do radio graffiti today. But here is the text. Hey, just listening to your evening show because I was up at the Capitol all day. That QR system for vax passports is being discussed today. A lot of legislators want it. Rick Becker gave great testimony against it. Have him on. This is serious. It's coming to North Dakota. Scott, start educating yourself on this. Once you had a money guy on, he talked about it, Eugene Grainer. Plus, Governor Burgum canceled resolutions committee that was scheduled for Saturday. He's taking over. Why aren't you scared about this? Question mark. All right. Well, that's why Perry Schaefer's on next hour. So we'll discuss that in great detail related to the party stuff. Part of that. As far as the vax passports, we had a woman call yesterday, and I listened back to the show too last night, and I don't always do that, but I just happened to be in the vehicle coming back from Bismarck. And the KFIRE 550, by the way, always replays the show 7 and 9 p.m. With the exception of sports, right, Tom?
Yeah, I was going to say, except tonight, because tonight will be Wells Fargo and
Dakota Bowl, baby! Dakota Bowl! Yeah, that's
right.
A lot of fun. A lot going on. But anyway, normally it's 7 to 9, unless there's sports that preempts it, so it's just a good reminder. If you missed the show, listen at night. It is the number one show on the radio by 100 miles, What's on Your Mind, which is pretty unbelievable. Those 4 hours a day perform like they do, and we love you for it, folks. We absolutely do. It's very... gratifying, actually, and humbling. So anyway, this woman called. She said, Scott, you know, they're trying to get a vax passport. And I said, I've seen what you've seen. And what it was a procurement by the Department of Health asking for a company to give them technology for $85,000 so they could issue passports with a QR code. Okay?
That'll help.
Right.
That'll be a difference.
Right. So I guess it's got the QR code, clearly it's a vaccine passport.
Whatever.
But you need to know if we're required by, say, the North Dakota Department of Health to have our vax status on our phones with a QR code, America no longer is America.
No.
Okay? And
not be already.
You could quickly be like, oh, you can't go to the Dakota Bowl unless you give us a QR code. It would be, it's rife with peril. Well, anyway, the reason I so quickly dismissed it, honestly, there's no way that is going to be the law of the land in North Dakota. But last night in the legislature, there was actually a debate by Republicans. I kid you not.
It does not shock me a bit.
Now, that's the bad news. The good news is, the federal government has been told, hard stop, you're not imposing the vaccine mandate. And they're in the same bill. The bill is 1511, House Bill 1511. And by the way, this is a very, very good bill. It passed overwhelmingly in the House. Now it goes to the Senate. They will have to pass it, but let them know your wishes. But then Governor Burgum has to sign it. Let him know your wishes. Okay? That's a very important piece of information based on what we've been dealing with. We'll talk tax reform when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Busy Friday edition of the program, Radio Graffiti, which means one minute only. I shut up, you talk. Simple as that. 800-228-0550. Scott and Mandan is the first up here, and they're stacking up, so bring them on. I have also reached out to Scott Lauser, state representative. He is a member of the Technical Corrections Committee. And that committee is the committee that got all the work of the Delayed Bills Committee to sort out all these other bills and how to do everything. And they've done incredible work. There's 16 of them. And I think, I want to say 14 are Republican and 2 are Democrat. And they do it based on the overall makeup, obviously, of the legislature. And they've dealt with all these committees. And it's been fascinating to watch. I saw a little bit of last night. I saw all of the night before. And related to the vaccination debate issue, in other words. And let me just boil this down to you. And I want to talk to Scott about this. But the bill that passed does two things. It simply says federal government, no. And if we have a constitution, both state and U.S., that's fair. I don't think you could find anybody, Republican, and probably even a good chunk of the Democrats in North Dakota, that don't think federal overreach is a bad idea. It's sort of a duh, right? But until you start getting into somebody's cheese, right, and somebody's knickers, right? So now the federal government is basically saying 100 employees or more, you vaccinate them, or you get fined.
Yep.
There's an OSHA rule, and then there's another one that says if you have any federal contracts, all your employees must be vaccinated, or you don't get the federal contract. Okay? So there's two different federal action on this right now. One is OSHA, and one is, I forget how they do the other one, okay? Two North Dakota businesses have sued about this in federal court, 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, Miller Insulation, DTN Staffing. Watch that one very close. But there's others. I talked to Wayne Stengem, our attorney general. This guy is a flat-out frontal, a full frontal assault, you know, mode right now on all of this, on all of this federal overreach, on, you know, not only the vaccines, but also, you know, the energy. I mean, I was in his office and I'm telling you, he said, oh, here's the Arizona one. It's like, you know, 2,000 pages.
Wow.
And, you know, all these other ones and these, and this one we're doing with them. Yep. And it's just like a war room in there trying to do it. Now, the problem is what he's doing is he's fighting the federal government and taking them to court and joining other states that are doing the same thing, right?
Yep.
So all that's, you know, is it going to get stayed? Is it not? I mean, this is going to play out. We have no idea. But as I heard, I want to say, I think Senator Judy Lee said this in the debate in the Technical Corrections Committee. She co-chairs it. She said some version of this. We can't wait to hope the federal government, you know, and the courts figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the idea was, okay, what do we do? And so what they did was, it's way more convoluted than it should have been. 1510 was a bill put forward by a guy by the name of Bob Paulson, okay? And Bob Paulson from Minot, good guy, he's been on this program before, but he happens to be a member of the Bastiat Caucus, so it doesn't matter if you say, I want to pass a bill that has one line in it, North Dakota is the greatest state on the face of the earth, if you're a Bastiat, they're not going to pass it. So that's just kind of how the ball rolls there and whatever. That's a show for another day. So, but he had the best bill because he actually took the time to research, hey, how did Montana fix this? And Montana has fixed this, okay? Now, will Montana's state response be litigated? Of course, right? But the point is, you aren't saying, oh, well, we're just going to let them do this to us. You're doing something about it. To date, Governor Burgum has not chose to do what Governor Gianforte did in Montana or other states that have dealt with this by executive order. And or had their legislature come in and fix it. Montana did both. Greg Gianforte right now is my new favorite Republican governor.
That doesn't surprise me when it comes to Montana.
And he did it first.
Yep.
And he didn't ask questions.
Yep.
And the legislature said, you're right. Okay, so somebody led and somebody followed and a lot of leaders got it done. Well, we got a little cleanup in aisle 5 going now because we have a 5-day legislative session, which is a special session, to deal with all kinds of other stuff. Right? And really, they shouldn't have to deal with this because it should have been done by now. But it hasn't. So, they did it. Now, the problem is, what they did wasn't perfect. It never is. It never is. It's never perfect, okay? But what they did do is, number one, put a ban on a federal imposition on North Dakota businesses with 100 more employees and say, you can't do this to us. You can't do that, folks. There's a lot of exemptions and exceptions in health care. It looks like a casserole. I'm telling you, it's just unbelievable. But it's a good bill. Put it this way. Was it the best bill? No. Is it a good bill? Absolutely. So much so, it came out of the House in like an 80-10 fashion. I forget the exact numbers, but they got 90-some people in the House, and it'd be like overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Okay, that goes to the Senate. The Senate needs to pass that, so you need to contact your member of the North Dakota Senate. I would do that by email. They're easy to find. I would also go on the website of the governor and leave your question or comment by contact there, because even if the Senate passes this, doesn't mean the governor's going to sign it. And so far to date, he won't answer my question. Simple yes or no question. Are you for this? Do you want them to deal with this? Would you support it? Just give me something really basic. Federal government bad on vaccine passports. North Dakota government better. What do you think of that language? Whatever. But I can't even get a yes or no question. They just say they don't comment on pending legislation. But they were in the paper yesterday commenting on pending legislation related to the tax relief, which is the other issue I want to get to today. I want a simple yes or no question from folks. I'm going to ask a simple question. You give me a simple yes or no number. You can call about anything today, as we're asking you to do on the Radio Graffiti edition of the program. My simple question is this. North Dakota has a very, I would say, favorable balance sheet right now, okay? So there's really fairly at least $200 million that is more than they thought they were going to have in the general fund. And the governor said, look, let's give that back to the people and let's do a income tax rebate of $500 per person. Okay? So take the $200 million, give it to people an income tax cut, and that roared through the House. It's passed. Okay? Now, as you heard yesterday, Senator Rich Wardner, who is the majority leader from Dickinson, he wants to do a bigger plan and have it include reducing the amount of mill levies that schools can levy.
Okay.
And then take those dollars and offset that, sort of like they did on social services earlier, but that requires a constitutional change and a lot of work. You'd never get it done in a special session.
Right.
So he's saying, let's put the $200 million in a bucket, not touch it, and let's start designing a really good plan that would be property tax relief. So my question for you is, what do you want? What would you rather have happen? Instant $200 million right now, or down payment on a bigger property tax relief plan that'll take a little while longer? That's what they're debating right now in the Senate. So that's the other thing. Hope that helps. Okay, Scott Mandan's been waiting to weigh in. You got a minute. Go, Scott.
Scott, what you're saying about Bob Paulson's bill is absolutely correct. It's a shame that one didn't get advanced and passed. What you're saying about HB 1511 that's being heard right now in the Senate is completely false. That bill was crafted with the sole purpose of not taking on the federal government and the federal mandates. All that this bill does is say that the state and its political subdivisions cannot do certain things, and it included the language about vaccine passports, which, as I understand, the Senate is actually, a lot of people are going to try to kill that part of the bill.
All right, hang on, Scott, because we're up against the clock, and you've said a lot of things that I want to give you a chance to expand on here. I'm also going to ask Chris, super producer, to get Scott Lauser on the phone to answer the questions that Scott Mandan's asking here, because he is right. Killing the vaccine passport is in the bill that did pass, so that's good.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday, The mother of Kyle Rittenhouse claimed President Biden defamed her son while Biden publicly announced Kyle is a white supremacist. Wendy Rittenhouse is angry at the Democrat president. She says President Biden does not know her son whatsoever and is not a racist. And Biden slandered Kyle for the votes. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday denied congressional investigators access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for November 30. The three judges on the appeals panel were all appointed to the bench by either President Biden or former President Obama. Winter, the dolphin, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's main attraction, and the star of the film Dolphin Tale has passed away at the age of 16. Winter was battling a possible infection. We are USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Radio Graffiti going. Scott Mandan, see if you warrant additional time. We have the chair has the right to extend the time, right, guys? Is that how we do it?
I believe so, yes.
And if I talk at any time during the first minute, then the buzzer goes, right?
I think it does.
Todd's got this buzzer.
Yeah.
Let's go Brandon on the buzzer, okay?
Yeah,
okay. And then if your buzzer will be, let's go Brandon, in case Todd misses it, okay? All right, got it.
Got it.
And that means I've talked in the first minute. I can't talk in the first minute when you call Radio Graffiti. So, Scott and Mandan, I did this during the break. I did get a hold of Scott Lauser. Scott has been in the legislature for about 10 years, and he and several of his colleagues probably deserve the Hero Award. Rich Wardner, you heard yesterday on our air, praising what this committee has done. And it is House and Senate combined. It's Republicans and Democrats. And it's 16 members that have really done all the heavy lifting to get this work done in the special session. So Scott is the guy I watched the last couple of nights working on this stuff, and so I thought I'd call and have him answer your question, Scott. But you go ahead and finish before we do that. So, Scott from Mandan, finish on your point.
Appreciate the extra time. To be clear, this bill that's being heard in the Senate right now does protect some North Dakotans from an unwanted vaccination, an unwanted injection. What it does not do is in any way take on the federal government mandates. And that was made very clear in all of the committees and discussed in the House last night. The whole crafting of the bill was such that they would not run counter to any of these mandates. And what we were told is that's because they don't want to put in jeopardy the AG's lawsuits against the OSHA regulation or the Medicare, Medicaid regulation. There's also a third set of lawsuits that I don't believe North Dakota is engaged in, which is against the federal contracts. So there's edicts. And this bill doesn't take on any of those, and it was specifically crafted so that it would not.
Okay. Hang on, Scott. First of all, for the purposes of this debate, I want to just park anything that's being done by Wayne Stengem, any other court action by, like Miller Insulation, as well as, the staffing folks from the medical staffing organization in Mandan. Those are patriots. They're doing their work. But let's just park that, okay? We don't know what the outcome of that's going to be. So let's just talk specifically about a state response to the federal mandates, just for everybody that's listening, because there's a lot of tracks going on in stopping this stuff. Scott, thanks for joining us, first of all. Appreciate it very much on short notice. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. We have two Scotts here, so I'll just say Representative Lauzer and Scott from Mandan. So you heard Scott from Mandan. Give me your best response to what he said there.
Scott is right. I won't say that the bill was crafted that way originally. The bill was amended to address those federal lawsuits specifically and an executive order, and with the intent of not having businesses, in particular in North Dakota, potentially having to choose between following the state law versus a federal law. Our hope, I think everybody's hope, is that we're successful in court. And this bill that is now pending in the Senate that should be heard, I think it's up next in the Senate. I'm looking at their schedule, and that is the next one they're going to take on. So I think they're going to be live with their hearing in the next, I would say, in the next 15 to 20 minutes. The purpose of that was so that we don't have North Dakota businesses having to choose which law to follow. And with federal preemption, especially with the OSHA regulation, OSHA has the ability to enforce their rules on businesses in North Dakota and everywhere in the country. That language came into the bill late yesterday afternoon after we had been working on this all week. I don't know.
And where did that language come from, Scott?
Yeah, it was a combination of working with the AG's office, with our legislative council, and members of our committee on the House side.
Let me just ask you this. The language of 1510 was preferred by a lot of people because it was just the basic, simple language that Montana used, and Montana's having great success in not having to have their businesses choose between which law to follow, the federal or the state. So why didn't we just use Montana's version?
Well, I like both bills, and that's a good question. It's not that Montana is not having any problems. I understand there's lawsuits over there as well. So we don't have a perfect model anywhere. I wish North Dakota did have the perfect model. I would ask Scott if he's still on the call.
He's not actually. He dropped off, so I assume he's still listening, but he did drop off.
Okay.
But here, from the vast majority, I'm just going to speak from the vast majority of people that aren't into the weeds. Clearly, Scott Mandan has followed this very closely. You have as well. I'm just going to say, here's what I think North Dakota wants. And I asked this question of Rich Wardner and Chet Pollard, and they answered it, quickly and unequivocally. And I said, do you understand? North Dakotans want you and this body to stop the overreach of the federal government specific to mandating a condition of employment, the vaccine. They said yes. They understand that's what people want. And I said, are they right to want that? And they both said, yes, we understand. So I think that is why it passed so overwhelmingly in the House. Now, you're telling me it's not perfect, but it's pretty darn good. And it also includes something the other bill did not, and that's this very odd vaccine passport. So we want 1511 to be the law that Governor Burgum gets, do we not?
1511 is the option that exists now for Governor Burgum to get. So, yes.
So, not perfect. It never is when it comes to legislation. So, it passed overwhelmingly in the House. It includes a ban on allowing the Department of Health to do a vaccine passport. So, my fifth grade explanation for anybody that's following this closely is, if you want that, you best go to work today, as in right now, and let your senator know your view. And that's very easy to find. Go to a Google search bar and just go legislature ND. And you'll quickly find, okay, I live where, put that in, and it'll tell you who your senator is. It's easy. You can also obviously call. I mean, the governor's office would be where I'd call, but that's 328-2200. But before you call, I just tell you, you're going to do less good by calling than you are if you go to the websites and leave comments right there, especially for the governor, because they print all those out and he reads them. But the governor can wait because this isn't done yet. I would spend my time on the Senate and let them know your viewpoint. That's what it would. Before I let you go, the text I read earlier, and this is why I said find Scott Laws, because I want to find out what happened last night when I was watching this debate, and I'm just flabbergasted because, to me, when I heard about this yesterday, I sort of dismissed it, Scott. I just said, that's never going to happen in North Dakota, and it'll get taken out. And it is taken out in the legislation you passed out of the House. I'm talking about the Vax Passport, correct?
The ban on a vaccine passport as issued by the State Department of Health was amended into the bill 1511 that the Senate is going to hear next.
So the Senate right now has a bill that passed overwhelmingly that does two things. Do everything we can do to stop the federal overreach on requiring vaccines. Companies, you must do that if you have 100 or more. And companies, you must do that if you work for the federal government. And it has a hard stop on allowing the North Dakota Department of Health to issue vax passports or develop vax passports. Is what I just said accurate?
Yes. And I think where you're going with this is there was an attempt in the House late last night to divide that bill and debate just the vaccine passport. And it, fortunately, in my opinion, it failed miserably. But the Senate has that and one other tactic they can handle, they could do to try to remove that portion out of that bill. And I fear that that attempt is going to be made. I can't confirm it. But if you have your callers, if you have your listeners that believe that North Dakota should not be issuing vaccine passports, they need to act with their senators immediately. Because as that bill is coming up on their next hearing, that's next on the calendar, that maneuver will happen right out of the gate. And you got to contact your senator right now.
Like in this minute, because you're talking about within the hour, they're going to be debating whether or not, and just help me, I apologize because this is, you know, this is a layup stuff for you, Scott, but it's just hard to follow for me and I think for others as well. The reason that, and by the way, it was Shannon Morris-Jones, who's a Republican from Fargo. She was, I mean, it was a knockdown, drag-out argument to separate these two. Was she arguing that we should allow the Department of Health to issue vax passports, or was she arguing, let's vote on these separately?
She was successful in getting them voted on separately because she made the request to divide. She was then arguing to allow the Department of Health to create these vaccine passports using a QR code as an example.
Oh, my goodness. And this is a Republican. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So this is what I'm talking about, folks. I mean, this shouldn't be this hard. This shouldn't be this hard. Republicans shouldn't be in the middle of a debate like this. And they're overcomplicating this as everything else. Now, I want to say this. Fully 75% of the Republicans that I saw in the last few days of the state legislature are doing this exactly the right way. They're letting the process play out, to Rich Wardner's credit, to Chet Pollard's credit. They said early on, yes on CRT, yes on the vax mandate. We found out in the middle that this vax passport thing was going. That'd been great. But the reason it's hard is because there are not enough Republicans that are supporting this, because there's no Democrats, you know, in a show of numbers that could do anything. So Representative Scott Lauser is correct. You best let your senator know right now. And if you don't know who your senator is in North Dakota, there's an easy way to find out. North Dakota legislature, who's my senator? But you should know. You should know. Anything else you want to tell us, Scott?
Because of the late hour, I would suggest that if you can find your senator's cell number that you text, that you do not want vaccine passports in North Dakota. Keep it extremely simple, because they're not going to have time to read a long email at this late stage. But that's my suggestion. And I want to credit Representative Rick Becker, because he caught this and brought that amendment into the House on.
And that's what the texter said. Actually, the texter said we should get Rick on, and we will. We're happy to do it. So I don't know if he's watching this as well, but happy to do it and get a little more detail on it, Scott. But thanks for the TikTok on all of it. Appreciate it. Keep us posted, would you?
Will do. Thank you.
Yeah, Representative Scott Lauser did really good work this week, folks. Really good work. And most of the Republicans did. They honestly did. I'm impressed. But we have work to do yet. Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too. Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in Grand Forks, Dickey, Barnes, and Stark County, North Dakota, and an exceptional ranch with very good hunting in Billings County, North Dakota. And don't forget 470 acres of exceptional cropland near Crookston, Minnesota in Polk County. You can view all of these auctions and many more land and farm estate equipment retirement auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. We're on the special session, North Dakota Legislature Watch. Right now, we're on it for you. The debate has started. They're talking about vaccine passports right now. I just heard Senator Judy Lee and others, and they're going to start saying, oh, trust us, this vaccine passport thing's okay. Don't worry about it. They're going to pull that out and have it voted on separately so they can say, nope, we want to keep the Department of Health to have the ability to do vaccine passports. In North Dakota, that's the craziest thing ever. So if you don't want that to happen, the simple language you need is this. Yes on 1511, no vax passport, no vaccine mandate. That's all you're going to say. Yes on 1511, no vax passport, or mandate. Okay? That's what you're asking for, because there's a bill passed overwhelmingly in the House last night. And now the Senate should spend 30 seconds saying, look at the numbers, vote on it, and be done. And right now, I don't know what's going on. Governor Burgum is in charge of the North Dakota Department of Health. He could end this in 15 seconds. So the governor needs to hear from you eventually, but most importantly right now, the Senate does. You're a member of the North Dakota Senate, okay? All right. We're brought to you today by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I think I'm going to need a little time in the sauna this weekend. Kev, what do you think?
Hey, bring it on.
It boosts your immunity system like you can't believe. My wife is going through a little sick thing right now the last couple of days and been just, you know, just nothing serious, but just like, and she's never sick, right? And I said, gosh, when's the last time you were in the sauna? She said, oh, it's been a couple of weeks. You know, you get out of the habit when the weather's nice. And so we're back into it big time. And you can tell instantly. 20 minutes in that sauna. Unbelievable. Then go 20 minutes in the hot tub, and ours is outside. That's heaven on earth.
Oh, amen.
And hot springs and Hot Tub Vinny are all you need to know. Call Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, or stop in and say, where's Hot Tub Vinny? That's my neighbor, Vince Webker. He'll take care of you. Dan Hammer, they got a whole crew over there of pros. They're in Bismarck on the expressway. They're in Grand Forks of the Grand Cities Mall, and they're in West Fargo. Just literally inches west of Fargo, right there on 13th. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here. Clint and Bismarck, go. You got a minute.
Hey, until we hold our Republicans accountable, the conservatives are giving the Republicans a free pass. On this program, I listened to 2 days of fake news. Yesterday, in a softball interview with Chet Pollard, we claimed that there was a simple little mix-up. There was no simple little mix-up. Chris Berg, in a look at his Facebook, he directly asked the two leaders if they would come upstairs and address the people in the hall. And they blew it off. And so he lied yesterday, and you allowed him to lie.
You only used 30 seconds. Anything else you want to say, Clint?
Kevin Cramer, I mean, you know, this bill that everyone thinks is so great and you stick up for him. I was not lying the other day. He's either misinformed or he was lying. I've read that bill and I wonder if the senator has, but I mean, I can give you title, section, and page numbers of the information I was talking about, and I didn't even put a dent into it. I challenge anybody listening to go through that bill if you want to get upset. That bill is the epitome of what's wrong in this country.
Clint, do me a favor related to the bill, you know, the part of the bill you're talking about, what you think was a quote-unquote lie by anyone, and send it to me at scotth@flagfamily.com. We don't have Senator Cramer on like we normally do next hour in the talk radio town hall. We have instead Republican Party Chair Perry Schaefer, but I'm happy to litigate what you just said and find out who's telling us the truth. Make sure I get it. ScottH@FlagFamily.com and CChris.Larson@FlagFamily.com. Okay, thanks. Rod and Bismarck, you got a minute. Go, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yesterday I called in and mentioned Bob McPhail, my former boss, who was in the same company with Johnny Cash as a veteran. Anyway, I wanted to give a plug for a great North Dakota nonprofit veterans organization. It's called On the Water, OTWND.org is their website. This last summer, I was honored to take 4 veterans fishing at Indian Hills on Lake Skakawea, 2 in June, 2 in August. 2 are from the Vietnam era, 2 from the Gulf War era. And it's just a great experience to try and give back something for the veterans. But we supply many of the boats and captains through a Bismarck nonprofit called Lure 'em for Life. And we basically supply the boats and take these veterans fishing. And, again, it's a great way to give back to the veterans who have given so much for our country and a great experience. And if anyone has a boat and would like to do that, contact either Lure 'em for Life or On the Water. And bottom line is it's a great experience to try and give something back to your community and to your veterans. And you mentioned in your text message to me, Scott, you might play a Johnny Cash song for me. I'd appreciate if you'd play the Ragged Old Flag.
Ragged Old Flag. Good song for today. We'll do it,
done.
Rod.
Done deal.
And one more time, how do folks connect with that great, wonderful organization? What's the name of it?
On the Water, and it's OTWND.org is their website.
OTW meaning on the water, obviously, ND.org. Right. Yeah, okay, got it. Rod, thanks so much. Appreciate that very much. More Radio Graffiti in the next hour. We're going to do it Radio Graffiti style with Perry Schaefer, chairman of the Republican Party. I want to talk about tax relief. So my question of the day when you call on any topic, what would you rather have, the property tax relief plan of Senator Rich Wardner or what passed the House overwhelmingly, a $500 income tax payback? It's actually $375 tax rebate per single person and $750 per married couple. $207 million for that, and I think that's just a one-time deal. Another one will be longer-term property tax relief, so let me know there, too.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.